Let us pray. Lord, transform us into a more outgoing, giving, loving church. Help us to get out of our building and out of ourselves. Amen.
As we prepare to come to the table on this fourth Sunday of Lent, I would like to give you the opportunity to share any prayer requests, and I will begin with sharing the ones I have been handed. Emily's sister passed away last week. Please pray for Emily and her family. Pray for Dale Brown as he undergoes treatment for his recurring cancer, and for Brian Lauer as he prepares for surgery for stomach cancer. That's from Frida. From Janet, she asks that we pray for her friend Alan, who is suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease and for whom hospice has been called. For Ruth, who is continuing chemo. Thanksgiving that Kitty is back with us. And for those whose lives have been touched by the gunman in the Cincinnati nightclub last night. Oh, I hadn't heard about that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Are there other prayer requests that we have today? Yes.
Marge called and asked that we pray for Denise, her name is Pam, who's undergoing surgery tomorrow.
So we are, Marge asked that we pray for her niece Pam, who is undergoing surgery tomorrow. Also, let's pray for Linda Jager, who has a broken foot. She fell on Friday morning, and it's a hairline fracture, but she can't put any weight on it. She'll be going to the orthopedist on Monday, and they will probably give her a boot or a cast or something. Rob sent me a joy. Rob Lindsay sent me a joy that, and I can't remember their names, but the people who own the house that Becky grew up in, who Rob has become friends with, have a new great-grandchild, and he asked that we pray for the family in their new great-grandchild. Are there any other prayer requests we have today? Then let us come to the table of the Lord. friends, when we come to this table, we know that we are welcome. Excuse me. We know that we are welcome because Christ invites us. Christ calls us to come to this table, whether we feel like we belong here or whether we feel that we deserve it. Christ calls us in all of our good times and all of our bad times. Christ calls us. So let us pray as we prepare ourselves to come to the table. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy, God, O God, to give you thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We are your people, Lord, and we are a part of the story that you began so long ago, that you began when you created Adam and Eve and the family of humanity. We are a part of the story of Noah and the part of the story of Moses and the Israelites. We are a part of the story of Jeremiah and the woman with the jar of oil. And we are a part of the story of Jesus, of all of the stories of Jesus, because we believe in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we join our voices together with the heavenly host and the choir of angels who forever sing to the glory of your name. Of your glory, and you are holy. And the world is never as glorious as when we see your face in the face of Jesus Christ and we feel the Holy Spirit blowing around us. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus to be with us, to make us part of the story. We thank you that Jesus met with Nicodemus and the woman at the well. We thank you that Jesus opened the eyes of the man born blind. And we thank you that Jesus was there to be human, but was also you in human form, living among us, learning from us, and taking our part, even as you took on our death on the cross. Lord, we come to you today knowing that the mystery of faith is great because Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. We ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the cup we bless, the cup we drink, and the bread we break may be the body and blood of Jesus Christ for us. And as we take on the body and blood of Christ, let us be sent to be the body and blood of Christ in the world. Gracious and loving God, we offer these prayers from our community today. We pray for Marge's niece, Pam, who will be having surgery tomorrow. We pray for Linda Yeager, who has a broken foot and will obviously be in some pain and discomfort for a while as it heals. We pray for Emily on the loss of her sister last week. We pray for Dale Brown as he undergoes treatment for his recurring cancer, and for Brian Lauer as he prepares for surgery for stomach cancer. We pray for Alan suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. and readying himself to enter hospice. We pray for Ruth, who is continuing chemo. We are thankful that Kitty is back with us today. We pray for those whose lives have been touched by the gunman in the Cincinnati nightclub last night. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Rob's friends on the birth of their great-grandchild. Lord, in all of the birth and death, in all of the joy and sorrow, we know that you are with us. We thank you for that. And we thank you for being with us in this meal. And as we take this meal, Lord, help us to remember that we are your people in the world, that we are a part of your story, and that we are to take the story to the rest of the world. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, and in the community of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he sat with his disciples at the table, and he took the bread and he passed it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he poured out the cup, and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is Let Us Be Bread, number 2260 in the Sing the Faith. As we go forth from this place, remember to keep your eyes open, to be aware of what we are blinded by in our lives, but also to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.